Southern Baptist Church decided to boot a mega church. Find out what church right after this. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Go to politicalbombshell.com and click on Political Bombshell Store. We have a t-shirt today for dads. It is Father's Day tomorrow, after all. And though it won't reach in time, you can get it next time. Or get it whenever, because your dad's always going to be your dad. You don't have to wait for his Father's Day to celebrate and give him a special shirt. This one says, demand adult decisions, which is exactly what the Southern Baptist Convention did. Go to politicalbombshell.com, click on Political Bombshell Store, and grab this amazing t-shirt. Let's get in to what happened here. I myself, as well as a fellow colleague at the Second Baptist Church in South Hadley, we had this conversation about not wanting our church to become a mega church. And we had our reasons, and we were quite adamant that we don't want that, being on the video audio team. But let's get into the story. By the way, not going to speed read here. For some of you who like to comment, we are reading faster than you. Whoop-de-doo, read on, brother. I'm going to read and stop and comment as I see fit. But by all means, read on. Southern Baptist Convention made the right and courageous decision to boot Rick Warren's Saddleback Church. I don't know what a Saddleback Church is, but it certainly doesn't sound like somewhere I want to be. And as you can see by the results here, yes, 88.46% said yes to get rid of the Saddlebacks, and no, 11.36%. Wednesday, the membership of America's largest Protestant denomination, the Southern Baptist Convention, that's SBC, sounds like our initial Second Baptist Church, voted to bye-bye Rick Warren's Saddleback Mega Church. Saddleback, whose 23,000 plus weekly churchgoers make it the second largest congregation in the SBC, along with a much smaller church. Hold on, I need some water here. Tis the season, allergy season. Second largest congregation in the SBC, along with a much smaller church in Kentucky, was disfellowshipped for violating the 2000 edition of the Baptist Faith and Message by ordaining three women pastors. Amen to that. You know, I have a t-shirt that talks about this. Remember the t-shirt that I shared? It says, remember the natural order. God, man, woman, children. That basically means God is the head of man is the head of woman is the head of children. You cannot put a child ahead of a woman, you cannot put a woman ahead of a man, and you cannot put a man, woman, a child over God. So, three women pastors is why they're being booted, because they violated the 2000 edition of the Baptist Faith and Message, and I say, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. God, man, woman, child. It's not God, woman, man, child. And it has nothing to do with, oh, you're just a, not feminist, what's it called? You're just a male chauvinist pig. It has nothing to do with that. It is how it is supposed to be. It is how God has the order. God, man, woman, child. So, definitely agree with that. For sure. According to the document, the office of pastor, elder, overseer is limited to men as qualified by scripture. Ding, 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 ding. Yahtzee. Limited to men. Limited to men as qualified by scripture. S-C-R-I-P-T-U-R-E. At the moment, the SBC may not only have held firm against the Luferian forces of modernity, but also stopped a long march through their church. Let me stop here for a moment and digress. So this person writing this article is a Roman Catholic and a convert, not a cradle Catholic, and I find it sort of liberating to write about the internal affairs of another denomination because I don't have to know what I'm talking about. I can just make stuff up willy-nilly. Now, I understand why so many Protestants love to tell Catholics what we should do. So he was venting, it sounds like. But I'm back to the story, he says. In 2021, Saddleback Church decided to ordain 3 women pastors. Again, whatever church that I attend, I love my church, but if they break the order of God, God, man, woman, child, that's not a secondary. You know how they say certain things you draw the line at? That's a red line in the sand. So if you made a woman pastor the head of the church, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. Not happening with me, brother. This drew a lot of attention to a problem that had been simmering within the SBC for years. For instance, the Fern Creek Baptist Church of Louisville, Kentucky, which was booted alongside with the Saddleback, has had a woman pastor for 3 decades. When Rick Warren threw down the gauntlet, the SBC had 2 choices: come down hard on all offenders or fold like a cheap suit. And I'm glad they did not fold like a cheap suit. When Warren made his case for Saddleback, saying that Saddleback and the SBC were in agreement with the Baptist Faith and Message except for one word and wasn't that close enough, the crowd responded with a resounding no. No. Here's the full video of Warren Back making his appeal to the SBC. Let's listen in on this. I want to hear him. I want to hear what you had to say here. Let's see if we'll get any audio here.
For 178 years, the SBC has been a blend of at least a dozen different tribes of Baptists. If you think every Baptist thinks like you, you're mistaken. What we share in common is a mutual commitment to the inerrancy and the infallibility of God's Word and to the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. No one is asking any Southern Baptist to change their theology. I'm not asking you to agree with my church. I am asking you to act like a Southern Baptist who have historically agreed to disagree on dozens of doctrines in order to share a common mission. Since Southern Baptists have always allowed disagreement on doctrines, including the essential doctrines of salvation, why should this one issue cancel our fellowship? In 2013, when the Calvinists were under fire, Baptists agreed to disagree and the split was averted. Now, 10 years later, will we treat egalitarian Baptists with the same grace we showed the Calvinists? We should remove churches for all kinds of sexual sin, racial sin, financial sin, leadership sin, sins that harm the testimony of our convention. But the 1,928 churches with women on pastoral staff have not sinned. If doctrinal disagreements between Baptists are considered sin, we all get kicked out. You'll never get 100% of Baptists.
Yes, they have. God, man, woman, child. You cannot have a woman be in the head of a church. You cannot have it. It's not. Even my mother, she's a female. She agrees. God, man, woman, child. We've had this conversation, and she knows it to be true. It's a fact. You cannot have a woman be in the head of a church. Let's listen to some more.
100% on 100% of doctrine. That's why our Constitution says that churches must closely identify, not completely identify, with our confession. Now, the Baptist Faith and Message is 4,032 words. Saddleback disagrees with one word. That's 99.9999999999 in agreement. Isn't that close enough?
Exactly. They responded perfectly. The answer is no. If you are a Christian following Jesus Christ, you can't be 9.99999999999% godly, and that one little percent is of sin, and you expect that you are pure. Doesn't work like that, brother.
No. For some reason gets to speak twice and do the rebuttals. Claims the phrase, the office of the pastor is limited to men, that also includes every staff position too, and somehow it also prevents any woman from teaching. But I was able to contact over half of the original drafting committee of the Baptist Faith Message 2000, and seven of them told me Al was wrong. In fact, before the vote on the 2000 Baptist Faith Message,
it's not about Al. It's about the scripture. It's about the natural order, God, man, woman, child. Let's listen to some more.
Message. Even Al in his hometown newspaper said it didn't limit women from being assistant pastors. Go read it in the Courier Journal. If this precedent is set, Southern Seminary will have to change the name of the Billy Graham School, since Billy Graham trained women pastors at our global training events, and he endorsed the preaching ministry of his daughter, saying Ann is the best preacher in the Graham family. Vote no. If this precedent is set, we'll have to rename our two.
Rightfully so. Cut him right off. Okay, so again, no. No. No, no, no. Someone here, Megan Basham, tweeted, unequivocal statement of disfellowshipping Saddleback from the Southern Baptist Convention. Good sign it may be possible to stop drift when messengers are informed and understand what's happening. That's where the work ahead lies, education. I think the SBC is right in principle, and I think the action by the SBC leadership was courageous. I have to believe that Rick Warren, author of arguably the best-selling book of all time, not called the Bible, throughout that his congregation was too big to be the fellowship and could do as it damned well pleased. The fact that he was proven wrong is a triumph for first principle. Why do I think the SBC is right in principle? The Baptist faith and message starts by saying, let's read this together, folks. You can read faster if you'd like. The Holy Bible was written by men, divinely inspired, and is God's revelation of himself to man. It is a perfect treasure of divine instruction. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter. Therefore, all scripture is totally true and trustworthy. It reveals the principles by which God judges us, and therefore is and will remain to the end of the world, the true center of Christian union and the supreme standard by which all human conducts, creeds, and religious opinions should be tried. All scriptures is a testimony to Christ, who is himself the focus of divine revelation. Now, once you've laid down that marker, you're sort of stuck with it. When St. Paul says in 1 Timothy, I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over man. We should say that again. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over man. You don't have the flexibility to say, well, God didn't really mean it. Yes, he did. He meant something entirely different. You can't say that. In my own words, in my own church, this has been an ongoing struggle that never seems to be settled. No matter how many times it is declared settled, even now, the German church is trying to open the priesthood and... No, you can't open this to women. No women. You can't open this to women. You cannot. You cannot. It's just a lot. It's not complicated. It's not complicated at all. You have to follow the law 100% of how it was written. And some may be saying, well, in the Old Testament, you would stone this and stone that and stone The Declaration recalls and explains the fundamental reasons for this teaching, reason expounded by Paul the Fourth, and concludes that the church does not consider herself authorized to admit women to priestly ordination. You can't do it. Even when it's not what God intended. You cannot do it. So the key takeaway here is that Jesus Christ had women in his inner circle, and they were critical to the church's work. But he did not designate any of them as apostles or send them out to preach and convert because he chose not to. The argument that he didn't because of the culture of the time is an argument that human customs limit God's power. It's exactly, you can't limit God's power. It is not a question of oppressing or undervaluing women, because the same guy who says no to women pastors disagrees. In Galatians 3:28, it isn't saying that women are inferior to men in devotion, because on Calvary, Jesus was comforted by one man, Saint John the Evangelist, and several women, see Matthew 27:55-56, Luke 23:49, Mark 15:40, and John 19:25. It is because churches built on scripture cannot arrogate to themselves the rights retained by God. If you want to read an interesting discussion on how this issue is framed in some evangelical circles, you can try. Okay, we're not going to go through that. And we're not going to go with your views. The fact of the matter is, God, man, woman, child. God, man, woman, child. There's no deviating. There's no deviating. You could call it sexism, whatever you want to call it. There's no deviating. Man is over woman. Woman is over children. God is over all of us.